In just about every Philly neighborhood, drivers have had enough.
My California Prius is having a really tough time with these roads.
Society Hill resident Christina Dechter recently moved here from Los Angeles, where she says potholes don't plague the streets. In Philly, she confronts them close to home.
There's a pothole on 4th Street and Lombard that's actually two potholes kind of catty-corner to each other.
Dechter says it's nearly impossible to avoid getting a tire jammed in that one. She says she's even changed her route to avoid a particularly bad stretch of potholes. Those complaints are not news to researcher Leslie McCarthy.
People love to ask about the potholes, and I've heard that from family members. I've heard it from strangers that I meet. And that's why I think transportation and pavement engineering in particular is so exciting.
McCarthy's an assistant professor of civil and environmental engineering at Villanova University. She says this year's been a perfect storm for pothole creation. Remember those warmish days we had that were sandwiched in between all that freezing, snowy weather? Well, Philadelphians enjoyed a nice long bike ride in the moderate temperatures. Inside the pavement beneath them, craters were being born.
Potholes are one of the tough cookies in terms of pavement damage. And the reason is it's purely environmental loading, what we call environmental loading phenomenon. So you have a series of freeze and thaw cycles that will cause these potholes to occur. And potholes are going to occur anywhere where there's an existing crack.
McCarthy says water slides in through those cracks and joints, and as temperatures plummet, it turns to ice. That takes up more space than liquid water, so the ice pushes out the pavement and breaks it. She says to repair the roadway, the pavement and the hole are heated up, and a toasty hot mix, that's hotter than 300 degrees Fahrenheit, is poured in. Standing in front of two-story brick front houses, the streets department's chief highway engineer, Steve Lorenz, watches a machine at work.
What we have is our pothole patcher, or sometimes called the pothole killer machine. It's a machine that the city of Philadelphia uses to fill potholes in a mechanical type manner.
The extended arm of the pothole filler works its way back and forth, shooting a spray into a pothole.
It'll spray air into the hole to clean out any loose debris or water. It'll then spray an emulsion into the hole that'll allow it the stone and the aggregate to stick to the hole. Then it'll spray some stone in, and within the stone it'll also have some of that emulsion fluid in there to stick it all together.
He explains that after the hole is filled, the truck and then regular traffic drives over it, packing down the stones and emulsion, a thin tar-like substance that allows the gravel to bond together into the sides and bottom of the pothole. This winter's been a beast for the Philadelphia area. The city expects to break a record this year with the number of potholes fixed. It's already topped 25,000 at a cost of about $22 each. So that means $550,000 to fix the holes. To prevent potholes from springing up in the first place, Villanova engineer Leslie McCarthy says road crews can seal up cracks in the road and provide good drainage when building roads. McCarthy says there are also national and state studies being done looking at new technology and how to prevent moisture damage, which is ultimately what causes potholes.
One method is to add fibers or other types of additives that's going to increase the tensile strength, meaning it's not the cracks aren't going to develop as easily, and therefore the water's not going to get in as easily.
McCarthy passes one such high tensile strength synthetic fiber across the table. The yellow pieces look like a doll's hair. McCarthy says new equipment is also being studied. For example, a tow-behind mobile system that uses infrared technology to heat up the pothole, then fill it with a hot patch. She says that sort of mobile system is faster and safer than crews manually doing the work.
We have a saying in highway construction, get in, get out, stay out. So this type of unit would help towards that end.
Technology is not the only thing that'll help improve the roads. Money helps, too. Officials at the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation say, thanks to the recent passage of the new transportation funding bill, PennDOT will be resurfacing more roads and fixing more bridges. For The Pulse, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.